are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, it's on days like this. I'm really glad we've got a Sunday broadcast because I've been chomping at the bit, as I know a lot of you have been out there wanting to respond to the ridiculous government shutdown that's scheduled to happen here in just the next few days as Obamacare begins to go into effect and people learn just how bad it is. What's crazy is the Health and Human Services and other federal agencies involved in the administration of the government takeover of health care at the behest of foreign banks that are engaged in a direct piratical assault on this country, they admit it's not going to be ready. Even if you believe in this socialist model, which isn't even socialist, there are actually some Northern European countries and a few others where you can get pretty good socialist health care. It's a two-tier system that the general public can go get socialist health care. Japan, there's other examples. I've talked to a lot of experts that do it pretty good. But the UK, Australia, Canada, most of the countries, it is a living nightmare. I know people from Venezuela. I know people from Cuba. You can't get good heart surgery there. You can't get one-tenth of treatments. I mean, it's ridiculous. You get a cane when your knees go out. You get you don't get eye surgery. I mean, it is crazy that we've gotten to this point, but the House has delayed Obamacare as government shutdown nears. They funded the government, so it's a lie when the media, the controlled corporate media, the dinosaur media, the kleptocratic media, the imploded media, the dead media, the fraudulent media, the state-run media, the sewer stream media, the parrot media, the prostitute media, you know those people, the repeater media, the teleprompter media, the talking point media. I'm sorry, I kind of do that like I have Tourette syndrome. I apologize. I don't really have it. Maybe I do, but I need some Prozac. That'll fix me. The point here is that they are saying, because I've been watching the news yesterday and today, I don't usually watch mainstream television a lot, but I've been monitoring the propaganda. They're up there saying the Republicans are going to shut off the government this week. And that is not really the case, ladies and gentlemen. And so when we come back from break, I'm going to go over all the facts and take your phone calls. We're going to give the number out on Obamacare and on the facets of it, people that support it, people that don't support it. Now, the number's not out yet. I'm going to give it out in the next segment. We're going to open the phone system up. We have to turn it on. It's computerized. It's fancy, like in the Jetsons. And once we turn it on, in about 5 minutes, then you can call in, and I'll give the toll-free number out. Oh, and I almost forgot. First-time callers. You disagree, you agree, you want to call in, I'll play the great Karnak like Mr. Carson would do and try to guess what type of government employee you are when you call in support of it, giggling on a power trip. So we will be doing that coming up in the first hour today. And then, look at this little tidbit from the Daily Mail that ties into our story from 3 weeks ago, where our high-level source said that there were nuclear warheads that weren't supposed to be at Dyess Air Force Base in West Texas, came out of bunker mothballs, were loaded on trucks to go to Georgia, South Carolina, and that it freaked out the base security and people and others to the point that this was told to the media, not just us. We went with it. Just like the Navy SEALs told me, they knew that they blew up the helicopter to get rid of SEAL Team 6, and now you see it all over the news, or on and on and on and on and on. And then Lindsey Graham, the day after we release it, it comes out as running around saying, look for the East Coast to be nuked imminently with missing nukes or Al-Qaeda. Well, here it is. Second in command of country's nuclear arsenal is suspended as he is investigated for gambling. You think he's really investigated for maybe some sports gambling? No. He's being relieved of command, the little bird told me, because Well, the brass is upset about the missing nukes. Hope they don't send a hit team in here.
Every 3 seconds.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux. And most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
It is the 29th day of September 2013 on this live Sunday edition. I want to thank you all for joining us today. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours. I'm going to give the toll-free number out in a moment for first-time callers in the first hour today to give us your take on the looming government shutdown and all the different facets of it, whether you agree with Obamacare, disagree, love it, hate it. What about the spectacle and the lies of the state-run establishment mainstream media? That's not the dominant media anymore. It's the mainstream media. It's the con artist media. It's the teleprompter media. It's the repeater media. It's the get a government corporate press release and regurgitate it. No analysis, no background, no intelligence, no historical understanding, no muckraking, no journalism, no integrity, no nothing. Just I'm a corporate whore. I'm a government prostitute. I'm a media person that will do whatever the establishment tells me to. Boy, it's easy. And now the CIA and the Department of Defense and the White House are coming out. The Associated Press reported a few months ago with computers that write the news stories. The establishment just puts out a press release, and then to make it look like there's different angles on it, nom de plumes, that's pen name in French, they have a nom de plume for the computer. That's really been going on for a decade, but now they're announcing it in the end of propaganda bans domestically. The prostitute, sellout, kleptocratic, Decepticon, New World Order, Luciferian media, whatever name you've got for it, the disgusting, sniveling, discredited, imploding black hole media, that's a good name for them, because nothing escapes from it. No truth ever comes out of it, only lies. All right, I'm perseverating on that subject. They've come out and said the Republicans are going to shut down the government. That's the talking point. The truth is that I criticize Republicans when they need to be criticized. And I can't stand the Republican blue blood leadership who's being forced out right now. There's a revolution inside the Republican Party by the libertarians, constitutionalists, Tea Partiers, the real Tea Party, and Karl Rove and John McCain and Lindsey Graham, they're all sniveling on their gunboat as it sinks. And they are freaking out and trying to discredit, along with Harry Reid. Oh, the Tea Party doesn't have any power. Oh, the libertarians are bad. Oh, they're a joke. They're discrediting Republicans. Remember that talking point the last 5 years? Now, Harry Reid, we played the clip last week or on the Sunday show, over and over again, but maybe later we'll find that and play it. He said, the Tea Party's taking over and running things. It's terrible. That's the same thing Karl Rove's doing. And every time there's a Republican or Democratic leaked meeting with millionaire fundraisers that are given hundreds of thousands apiece, what is Joe Biden and what is Obama and what are the Republican blue bloods talking about when those meetings get taped and released by patriots on the inside? They can be in a meeting with 15 guys, it leaks now. Because it doesn't matter that those guys are rich. They don't want to destroy freedom completely. Even if they're establishment types, they don't want to see the country completely implode. This is a suicide pact to work with the New World Order and the globalists and the kleptocrats and Agenda 21 and all the rest of it. And so they leak the tapes over and over again. We played them of Joe Biden and the rest of them scared of the Tea Party. So they've gone from saying we're bad, we're evil, oh, it's over for us, oh, ha, 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 aren't we discredited, ha, ha, ha. The Tea Party started by Ron Paul 8 years ago. First Tea Party march ever in Austin, Texas, then in Boston, Massachusetts. We the people are not partisan. We want the Bill of Rights. We want the Constitution. We want America back. We want due process. We want family. We want private property. We want the right to self-defense. We're not liberal. We're not conservative. We're Americans, and we're done. And we are leading the debate now and gaining ground every millisecond. Look at how everything's coming out. The man-made climate change is a fraud and a tax scam, and the Earth's been cooling for a decade, and the warming ended 17 years ago. Look at how all of the different programs from Obamacare that's totally unpopular now, and 91% in major polls say the government killed Kennedy. We're winning there. I mean, there's hundreds of points where the ATF now whistleblows on Fast and Furious and whistleblows publicly on the stand down that went on, and the SWAT teams go public on the stand down that happened at the Naval Yard shooting. And now there's whistleblowers about the government funding Al-Qaeda inside special forces, and whistleblowers about the assassination of 23 SEAL Team 6 members to cover up that there was no bin Laden raid. It was all fake. They killed an old guy that's now, by the way, in the news. I forgot that. He was in the news Friday, not just Seymour Hersh, two-time winner of the Pulitzer Prize going public and saying that from all his intelligence and sources, the entire bin Laden raid was fake, never happened, 100% lie. That was in the London Guardian, Infowars.com, DrudgeReport.com carried it. And then we talked to Cy Hersh Friday, and we said, man, you said you'd come on 10 years ago, 5 years ago, and we contacted him, and he emailed back and said, hey, I've done enough. You guys keep doing what you're doing. I don't want to self-immolate myself. If I go any further, I'm dead. He didn't say don't talk about it, but I think that's tomorrow we'll do a news article on that email. Cy Hersh. I'm not going to get into our conversations behind the scenes or anything, but usually the emails I've seen, that's how we communicate. It's, you know, by the way, this is off record. This is not off record. He said, I've done enough. I think I don't want to self-immolate, kill myself. Because he's the type of guy they'll go after. You know they killed Hastings from the Rolling Stone. I mean, that's documented. Up one side and down the other, because he was about to expose the domestic death squads is the intel that I had. Oh, but I'm sorry, it's too late. It's up on DrudgeReport.com right now on the left-hand side from the Associated Press and Infowars.com. AP's on the top, Infowars.com is under it. Reporters to reveal U.S. assassination program, including domestically. Oh, Michael Hastings' car blew up, but Greenwald and others are still going to go. You're going to blow them up, too? Are their cars going to blow up driving down? I mean, you can't kill us all. See, that's the thing about the human spirit, just like the Alamo. You kill a couple people, it doesn't intimidate folks historically. It actually makes people stand up. The truth is, humans really aren't cowards at the end of the day. We're lazy and we're in denial. But the globalists had soft power. Now they're having to use raw power. I mean, if they strike me down, which I'm not looking forward to, I pray it doesn't happen. You think that's going to wake people up? It's not going to intimidate people, I will assure you. You think they want me as a martyr? Boy, then everybody's going to look at what I've said and find out I'm dead on in the bullseye. About 95% of the time. Oh, we make mistakes, but we're not trying to lie to you here. We're trying to tell you the truth. And we're going to do that when we come back and take your calls on what's really in the government shutdown, who's really behind it, and what's really in Obamacare. And how that's why Obama doesn't want to blink and wants there to be a shutdown so then they can later sabotage Obamacare, because the truth is it's so unpopular, they want to blame it on Republicans so it never gets fully implemented instead of it getting implemented and politically wrecking the collectivists forever. Because this bill is so bad and so corrupt and had so many special interests in it, 3,000-page bill, 10,600-plus page writers. It's got so many groups paying like a slot machine or like a vending machine in Congress that it's all conflicting and so criminal and exempts all these big groups that there's no way to implement it. So maybe Mitch McConnell's right. Maybe the Republicans should let it be implemented. Because I had this epiphany today when I was jogging, really looking at all the angles. When all that blood's pumping through your brain, it's like your brain works better. I don't know what it is. Like, it's like being on a drug, you know, about 2 miles into it. The point is that it hit me. Wait a minute. Maybe Mitch McConnell's right. Maybe we let it go through, filibuster it like Ted Cruz, you know, did and everything, so that people know what's in it. But then, okay, we tried to beat it. You get it. And let's let them try to implement it. Yeah. Yeah, the boots of the American people and the free humanity that's awakening are going to walk all over the New World Order. Let's let Nancy Sinatra take us out of here. Crank it up. We'll be back and give out the phone number and break down Obama death panel care. I'm Alex Jones. I love freedom. What about you? Stay with us. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 27th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,343.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,392.35, $696.18 for a half ounce, or $348.09 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,392.35, $696.18, and $348.09.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguide.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguide.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguide.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. You're hearing the Sunday Live Transmission. We're back weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. The websites are InfoWars.com, Backup, PrisonPlanet.com, Nightly News, InfoWarsNews.com, or PrisonPlanet.tv. And in the next hour, I've got massive international news, missing nuclear weapons, Daily Mail reporting on second command of country's nuclear arsenal suspended. Told you stuff's going on. We're going to be getting into that. We're going to get into secret assassination teams, not just globally, but in the U.S. as well. That's set to be broken by the London Guardian star reporter, Mr. Greenwald. That's up on DrudgeReport.com via AP. Be sure and check that on the left-hand side of DrudgeReport.com. That's all coming up in the next hour. Let me give you the number so in the next segment we can get your take on Obamacare. I mean, I know what's in it. I've scanned over it. I understand health care. I've looked at it. It is the biggest screw job I could imagine. And it's so bad, the corrupt have overdone it here. It's so bad it will be their undoing if it's implemented. And I've been of the perspective that if it does get implemented, they'll just collapse the entire healthcare system and go pure socialist. But then the greedy private insurance companies that want to administer it, along with the foreign banks that control them, are not going to want to have it fully nationalized down the road. So it's going to be a giant train wreck. So maybe Mitch McConnell's right saying it's horrible. He said this last Thursday, let it go into place. It'll destroy those that wrote it. But then I think, but that's incredibly immoral to let the disaster happen. It's almost like a false flag, letting them get it through. But we haven't let them get it through. We've done everything we can. And now they're going to shut the government down. The Republican House has funded the entire government, funded Social Security, the military, Medicare, Medicaid, food stamps, HUD. Everything. Everything is funded. Everything. Everything. Which in itself is immoral because the whole country is $17 trillion in debt. It's unsustainable. Notice we've doubled the debt in the last 5 years, what we had in the first 230 years. And then it's going to double again. So that's immoral. But they did fund it. And the media is going, they shut the government down. It's going to shut down in a couple days. We've only got a couple days. Total fraud. But give me your take on it. Do we now just sit back? I guess we can't stop it. Or will the who will win the showdown of the shutdown? The Republicans are on the side of right, even though the old blue blood establishment Republicans wrote this bill 10 years ago with Mitt Romney. The insurance companies wrote this. And I'm not saying all insurance companies are bad and they're all crooks, but the corrupt ones wrote this to make people buy their care, to lower the quality of it. It's why, on average, the top 10, Don Salazar did an article on this for InfoWars.com on Friday. On average, as we average the 10 together, the 10 top, on their own graphs, right off the New York Stock Exchange, they had over a 90% increase in their stock. Almost a doubling in the last 3 years since Obamacare got passed. Just in anticipation of the rape room. Heard about Saddam and his rape rooms? Well, this is a financial rape room for you and your family. Premiums doubling already. Set to double on that by 2015. I mean, this is unbelievable. I cannot believe how bad it is, how sneaky it is, how deceptive it is. But why not? Foreign banks running the country have already stolen tens of trillions in banker bailouts. Warren Buffett, the biggest recipient of it all. That's McClatchy Newspapers. Just type in Warren Buffett, biggest recipient of banker bailout. lobbies to raise taxes on the middle class to get more banker bailout money when he's tax exempt. And guess what? 15 years ago, on record, he spearheaded writing legislation to exempt the offshore billionaires. Oh, man. I mean, you talk about a scam. This is beautiful. So here's the toll-free number. There is the headline from McClatchy, as I said. Buffett, champion of bailout, is also its leading beneficiary. Boom. And what, that's from 2009, everybody. So there you go. That's from Charles Pfeiffer, if you want to go read it. Just give you a little bit of facts there. It's kind of what I do. I'm sorry. It's outrageous how these liars count on people being totally uninformed so they can get away with all this crime. Here's the toll-free number to join us. It's 877-789-ALEX. That's 877-789-2539. If you are an Obama supporter and you are a government health care supporter, I understand that you drank a lot of fluoride, have a low IQ, probably weren't breastfed. I'm not being mean. Tying your shoelaces is a big challenge. I'm not being mean. Let me just give you the number slowly so you can call in. Are you ready for it? It's 1-877. Well, actually, with the new Common Core, 2 plus 2 could equal 5. So I could give out a wrong number and they could get into the show under new government training. Of course, that won't work like that in the real world. Folks, I'm being an extremist. I'm sorry. Could I just give the number out wrong and they can get on? Like 2 plus 2 equals 5? Then if I say give out the last number wrong, shouldn't they be able to get a hold of me? Let me give the number out wrong on air for you. That's how you like it. Here, let me give it. No, I'm going to give it to you right, folks. I don't want some innocent person being called by 1,000 people. 877-789-2539. For Obama supporters, here's the number. 877-789-2539. Just pick up that Obama phone you got and call me and tell me how I'm wrong. Tell me how I'm bad. Tell me I need more fluoride to be like you. Soon I'll be like you. I'm not trying to be mean. Actually, we have some smarter folks call in who really believe they want to help poor people and really believe all the bull. And so they're not even dumb. They're just gullible. And I've been gullible before, too, but it's time to not be gullible anymore. So when we come back, I want to talk to you. But here is my good buddy Rand Paul on the all-seeing CBS today, breaking down the truth that it's Obama shutting the government down, not those against his gang rape care or whatever it's called. Here it is.
Well, I think there's really a problem with limiting people's choices, and we should continue to have this debate, but it's the president who's refusing to come to the negotiating table. We've now offered a new compromise. Our new compromise is not getting rid of his signature achievement, but delaying it to make sure that it doesn't totally destroy the insurance market in our country.
Let me just ask you this. Is there a way out of this? Democrats are not going to go along with postponing health care. You don't have the votes to override a veto. Is there a third way? Is there some way to prevent the government from having to shut down and putting 800,000 federal
workers? Yeah, he goes on and calls for a conference committee. All right, I want to play one more clip because I mentioned this earlier. Here's Harry Reid a week and a half ago saying the Tea Party's running the country.
They were violent, but they were anarchists because they did not believe in government at any level, and they acknowledged it. The Tea Party kind of hides that. They don't say we're against government. But that's what it all amounts to. They're not doing physically destructive things to buildings and people, but they are doing everything they can to throw a monkey wrench into any form of government, whether it's local, whether it's state or federal government. That's what it's all about. And so anything they can do to throw a monkey wrench in the wheels of government, they're happy doing that. And I'm sorry to say my friend from Oklahoma is helping them. Maybe not directly.
When we come back, we'll play the part where he says the thing about the Tea Party's running the country. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another two servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids corner sponsored by Sean, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
You don't have to be a poor person that's been conned by the globalists and their Obamacare. The government wants to run your life, folks. They want to make decisions. They want to control health care. They want one-seventh of the economy. They've already got half the economy. So the little bit that's left, they want a big piece of that. That's what tyrants do throughout history. But if you are Obama supporters, you will go to the head of the line. 877-789-2539. I'd love to hear from Obama supporters out there. I know we have hundreds of people calling in, so we're trying to go through your calls right now. Just bear with us. We're going to your calls coming up here in just a few minutes. Now, let me go over some of the facts here. It's countdown 2 days till Obamacare either kicks in or doesn't start kicking in, and it's 2 days to fund the government or not fund the government. And my issue is, why in a supposed free country, when I turn on the news, everything is about the government? It's the center of attention. It controls the industry. It controls where the money goes. It controls 90%+ of R&D. President Eisenhower warned of that. It is the center of our lives now. And I thought about what a theft it is today that I have to spend all my time studying these kleptocrats, studying these criminals, studying these special interests, because in the last 60 years, we've let all these corrupt people take over every strata of society. They've already bankrupted the country many times over. There's no way to ever get out of this. And so their answer is full steam ahead, devalue the dollar, run up all these debts, and then deliver armored vehicles to every city, town, university, and train for open warfare with the American people who don't want full collectivization during a collapse. Because in every country where they've had collapse, communist China, communist Russia, countless other countries, they put all the mechanics and doctors and workers and people that have skills in forced labor, national compulsory service. And then whoever's pot-bellied and can hold a machine gun, who was against you having a gun, they're going to stand over you and rape your wife behind the Homeland Security building while you're out there picking cotton. So this historically is a nightmare. I mean, if you know history, you know that we are in deep trouble. So let me go over a couple headlines here. This is from Politico. Again, House delays Obamacare as government shutdown nears. House Republicans force through a short-term government funding bill. So the headline should be Republicans fund government. But no, it's government shutdown nears. Bill that delays Obamacare and permanently, again, House Republicans force through a short-term government funding bill that delays Obamacare and permanently repeals a tax on medical devices, setting up their most dramatic face-off ever with President Barack Obama and Senate Ratocrats. The vote to delay Obamacare was 231 to 191, with two Republicans voting against the bill while two Democrats supported it. The Republicans opposed the bill were New York Representative Chris Gibson and Richard Hanna, and Democrats who supported the measure were North Carolina Representative Mike McNerdle and Utah Representative Jim Matheson. So there you go. There is the facts. It is not the Republicans that are trying to shut the government down. It's Obama saying, you will give me the entire 3,000-page bill, 10,000 pages of riders, or I will shut the government down. And then they can blame the economy falling apart. They can blame the fact that Obamacare cannot be implemented. They overdid the screw job. It's so bad. And there's so many conflicting special interests in there, in the gang rape. I mean, that's the only way to describe it. I'm sorry. It is like, you know, hundreds of special interests just in there, raping the American people financially, and industry and healthcare companies that actually make devices, from heart monitors to heart valves to metal rods for your leg to prosthesis in your mouth. I mean, it's just an unbelievable tax on healthcare. Written by the insurance companies who get to cut the quality of care they give and then make 35 million people buy the care, which is then watered down. The only winner short term will be the general welfare crew, but they already get free health care, Medicare, Medicaid, charity care, the rest of it. So, I mean, illegal aliens don't get denied. They come up here and have their babies. The general public, though, if you're a citizen, Hispanic, white, black, doesn't matter, they know you don't know that by law they can't refuse care. And so they'll tell you, leave, go die. They'll leave you dying on a stretcher because these hospitals that are supposed to be charity care, that is, they're tax exempt, most of them, they're not really tax exempt. They're keeping the money. Here's another one. House stands firm against Obamacare. Senate won't budge. There you go. Shutdown, showdown intensifies with Obamacare delay. Kevin McCarthy, House will send third volley to Senate if Reid rejects last night's bill. Republicans are giving them every chance to do the right thing and actually go into conference or go in and at least get rid of a few of the taxes that are in there. There's more than 50 different taxes. 8 of them are on poor people, payroll taxes, you name it. Continuing, Rand Paul suggests Congress break government funding gridlock with conference committee. Just mentioned that, but there it is. Here's another one. Forbes, if Republicans want to shut down Washington, they'll have to ask China's permission first. And then Forbes goes on to admit the majority of our debt is owned by the communist Chinese and that they've signed agreements to continue to fund that national debt. That's why the globalists did this with the Federal Reserve, to put us into debt to foreign powers under globalism, to claim that we're basically a colonized, captured third world country, and we're not allowed to not go under socialism because the communists say so. In their never-say-die efforts to defeat Obamacare, Tea Party Republicans brought the federal government to a giant step closer to shutdown last night. What they seem not to have considered is how America's foreign creditors will react. Yeah, that's the spin by the establishment blue-blood Republicans is, oh, you'll hurt our credit. Our credit's already dead. We either get out of this now and have some hope, or we just keep going down the road of bigger government will fix it. Go into more socialism, go into more collectivism, raise the taxes more to pay off the ever-growing debt, and maybe you've got a future. Oh, we'll have our credit rating lowered. They want to use these crises they've created to blame those of us that want to save free market, to blame us for what socialism and crony capitalism and mafia government's done. See, they're doing it now. Although China, Japan, and other major creditor nations, what, like the Federal Reserve, it now has more debt than China, by the way, but of nations, it's the communist Chinese. Although China, Japan, and other major creditor nations have no dog in the Obamacare fight, they have a strong interest in preserving America's basic financial, economic, and social stability. From their point of view, the Tea Party contingent is not following the script, and a correction may prove necessary. If the creditor nations were to sell just a small portion of their American assets, they could send Wall Street into a tailspin with unpleasant implications for many Republicans. There you go. The message is, we hold your debt. We hold you hostage. We're the big banks that run you. We got the communist Chinese to buy the debt. We're too big to fail. You give us whatever we want, no matter how big the screw job is, or we'll implode your economy and remove your credit rating and stop buying your debt. That's how they hold us hostage, to steal over $47 trillion, according to Bloomberg Financial, to give to foreign banks, and Congress can't even find out where the money went. $47 trillion. That's enough to run the country for what? 5-6 years? Ladies and gentlemen, we've been colonized. We've been broken up. We've already been captured and conquered. This is so incredibly criminal. This is so historical. And here is Forbes. The headline should be, Forbes and Republican Blue Bloods prepare to hold America hostage with communist Chinese. Or private European Federal Reserve to work with Chi-Coms to hold America hostage. I told you all this was coming, folks. And you watch, they'll do Obamacare, they'll gang rape everybody, they'll raise tens of trillions more off middle class, they'll ruin health care, fully nationalize it, but still keep the profits private for offshore banks. And it'll get worse and worse. They'll say, give us more banker bailouts, or China and the Federal Reserve will pull the plug. How about we pull the plug on you? How about we have more oil than Saudi Arabia? We can bring our jobs back. How about we arrest all you people? How's that sound, jackasses? Because let me explain something to you. We know exactly who you are. We know about your globalist plan. We watch the Davos meetings. We cover Bilderberg. We know who you are, and you're not going to get away with it. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, as usual, I'm pretty fired up on Sundays. You know why? I'm really kind of a nighttime person, and I always do the 11 a.m. morning show, and I'm just more aggressive in the evening is why this happens. And I've had more time to just read all the news and get more and more upset about it. I'm going to go to your phone calls all the way to the bottom of the next hour because I'm going to them late on Obamacare. Then I'll shift gears into all the other huge news. Assassination Squad news coming out, AP reporting. I mean, this is just biblical in proportions how evil the criminals are that have seized our government. But I remember reading Council on Foreign Relations publications from 20 years ago, going to the library before the internet was as prolific as it is now in the mid-90s, and reading where they said, we're going to transfer all the jobs to China. We're going to give them the entire infrastructure because the Communist Party knows how to work with us. This is the big banks. And we're going to use that to leverage America and have them buy our debt and hold our industry. And we're going to basically move the center of world power to China. And they put out publications like the 21st century will be the Chinese century. You mean the communist Foxconn, Apple, Suicide Net, slave labor, robots replacing humans, 7,000 riots a month in China. I stand with the Chinese people from Tiananmen Square and now. They're great people. They hate their filthy government. It's the Communist Chinese Party, a million people out of a billion, 300 million, that the globalists are working with, but using their people as slaves and using those slaves to turn us into slaves, leveraging us in the market. That's not a free market. And I'm reading this Forbes article. I didn't get to where it says China now calls the shots and Forbes magazine calls for China to drop the hammer on the Tea Party. Let me tell you something, Forbes. See, it's the blue blood Republicans that came up with all this. Nixon going to China and all that crud. I have had it with you people. The Chinese people are going to take their country back. We're going to take our country back. And how? Look at this. It is sometimes suggested that by triggering a sell-off, creditor nations would be cutting their own throats. Actually, this is characteristically myopic Western way of looking at things, a view that completely misunderstands how things have changed and that East Asia calls the tune. The point is the creditor nations are long-term holders who are largely indifferent to short-term fluctuations. And it goes on and says the Chinese need to tell us what to do. You mean the communist? That our government in 49 put into power, now declassified. Our government put Mao in, and he killed 80 million people plus. Our criminal banker government, the CFR, put him in on record, declassified. John Birch Society said that back in the 50s, declassified 4 or 5 years ago. Our government put Mao Zedong in. Because our government isn't our government. It's a bunch of foreign, bloodthirsty banks. But the minute we're aware of who they are, it's all over. They lose the moral authority. It's over. So see, Obamacare is about a foreign takeover, a globalist takeover of America. And it makes me sick. So get this straight. The Republican blue bloods are calling for the Chi-Coms to drop the hammer on us. And that's what they're saying. Notice Obama's saying, you do this, you're going to hurt our credit. You do this, they may plunge the stock market next week. Just like they did in 2008 in October to get too big to fail through to rip everybody off. See how they hold us hostage? Henry Paulson, the Secretary of the Treasury, went to Congress in closed-door session. We broke it here with a congressman. And they said there'll be blood in the streets and tanks in the streets. Oh, you notice they already pre-deployed all the tanks. I have that out of the Dallas Morning News and armored vehicles. They're already ready for us. If we don't play ball, they'll just turn the economy off. Well, here, we'll just turn you off politically, knowing you're behind it. Because this only works, you kleptocratic con men scum, if no one knows that you didn't do it. But we've all put the message out that you're behind it. So you go ahead. We'll take our licks. You take yours. I'm ready to take my licks. I'm right up front in your face. I know who you are, and I'm exposing you. You got it? And the Pentagon's awake, and the police are waking up, and everybody knows you're the ones. You notice you have a 9% approval rating for a Syria war. Congress has a 9% approval rating. Government has 17% trust with the public. You're not going to do some government shutdown and hammer the stock market, you know, like you've done before now. Everybody is waking up that knows how to tie their shoelaces, and they know you're the enemy. They know the globalists are a corporate crime syndicate leveraging all these other groups of tyrants like the communist Chinese against us, and we're done. Obama this year, in January, hired the communist head of the French economic system, this female economist, to come over here to communize and communitarianize America. That's a quote. I mean, how dumb do they think you are? They're going to wreck the country if we don't give them what they want, and that just wrecks it slower. They're going to strangle us. They're like, look, I'll strangle you really fast if you don't give in and let me strangle you really slow. I'd like to strangle you really slow. I'm a psychopath. I'd like to torture you over several weeks. But if you don't let me, I'll kill you right now. You know what? Kill us right now, then. But instead of you just putting your hands around our throat, whoa, we have hands too. How do you like that politically? We're going to stomp your head in. We're not even going to use our hands. We're going to get you on the ground politically, and you are never going to get up, you big fat bullies. Just like in the famous spaghetti western, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, Tuco says, oh, you like it when I'm in handcuffs and you're stomping on me and beating me up. But big guys, you know, you ever get down on the ground, you're never going to get back up. You understand that? And let me tell you something. The spirit of liberty is rising. This country isn't Russia. It's not China. It's not other places where you had peasant classes before that never had freedom. We've had a taste of it, and it ain't going to be a cakewalk, you bastards. We got 400 million guns. You got that through your brain? And, oh, I know. Hey, I'm not going to start anything. You're going to blow stuff up and blame it on us. I got that. The point is, we're not going to your gulag archipelago. We're not going to wait there cowering in fear. You got your homeland and all this other crud. Homeland Security people, the Capitol SWAT team, told us about the stand down before the BBC. course, we didn't read the emails on the next day, but, your own Capitol SWAT team listens to InfoWars. You really think you're going to pull this whole thing off? You're done! We blew your operation, you bastards! You can take me out all day long, but see, you can't beat me because I'm committed. We've already blown your operation. You are blown. Oklahoma City is blown. Your fact that you run Al-Qaeda is blown. The fact that you run... I hear talk radio everywhere sounding just like this show, but on lithium. Calmly up there saying this. It's out. It's over. The truth's out. Genie's out of the bottle. Nothing's going to save you. Nothing's going to help you. It's over. You might as well give up now and back off and keep all the stuff you've stolen and run to Switzerland. Or you could push it, and I know you will push it, just like King George III and everybody else. But this time, you're not going to get to sit over there overseas when it's all over. Long after I'm deep in my grave and millions of others are, we are going to hunt you down and bring you to justice before grand juries and juries, just like Nuremberg. And you know what's going to happen in Nuremberg, too, to all the bankers and the New World Order heads that did this. You are going to be brought to justice. Do you understand? And, folks, I'm not just up here putting this out as positive cheerleader talk. I'm not up here just saying all this because it's what I want to say and what I want to believe. I know it historically. I know it in my gut. I know it intellectually. I know it spiritually. If humanity decides to resist you, it's over for you. And this Agenda 21, making us all poor, screw job, is not going to fly with the American people. Not with the military, not with the police, not with your bureaucrats, not with your executives. Nobody wants to become impoverished serfs to a bunch of criminals. We're going to break in 2 minutes. Let's start the hour with calls. Johnny, Sherry, Mike, Paul, Michael, Chris, Vicky, Ray, Sean, Don, Robert, we'll get to all of you. Let's go to Chris in Bosnia. Go, Chris, you're on the air. You want to talk about government shutdown?
Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
I'm good. So you're an American living in Bosnia? Tell me about it.
Yeah, well, you know, I just got back from a trip to Bosnia, Croatia. I'm a first-generation American. My dad's 100% Serb. He's taught me a lot about what happened over there and what's going on there now, and I saw it with my own eyes. Not for the first time, but, you know, I'm in my upper 20s now. And first of all, I know you're on Obamacare. I wanted to get to that first. Ted Cruz was awesome with that filibuster he had. The social worker that called in and said you have a choice, quote-unquote, to pay for health care, but... Actually, he also said it. He admitted it. But you get penalized if you do not buy it. Then what would you? What happen if you refuse to pay the fine? I mean, it's Orwellian. He's such a mind-numb government double-thinker.
And then you still go in and get the charity care. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you. Second hour coming up. Tell your friends and family to tune in. Stay there. I'm going to come back to Chris, and I'll race through calls in a shower. I'll get to everybody. But here's the deal. You saw Greece, you saw Portugal, you saw these other countries. They hold them hostage. Just like they do in third world countries like Mexico. We're going to cut the water off if you don't accept higher taxes. That's all government shutdown is. It's totally staged. They say it's going to save our credit while they're deliberately wrecking it. This is how they conquer you, is economically. This is globalism. This is New World Order. Admit we were right. Admit Ron Paul was right. Become an American. Become a patriot. Wake up. We can stop these people. But you've got to admit we're under attack to do it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.